So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What? What? Wait a second. What was that one?
You missed that one today?
China has no gasoline.
We do. Take that, China.
Seems like that's a big advantage that we have.
Play it to our advantage.
Okay. Where's that? Is he talking about natural gas?
He said gasoline.
Gasoline?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You think you'd struggle without gasoline if you're an entire country?
No, they got a lot of EVs.
Yeah.
They'll make it.
Yeah. And you know what else they have in China? A lot of willingness that if you want to speak up and criticize the government, go ahead.
They've been known for it for
decades
upon decades.
I think we should reach out. You suggested today, by the way, my name is Chad Hartman. This is Dave Harrigan, Susie with the news. This building has no water right now. No water right now. No water.
I mean,
now
it might be a little bit somewhere.
Now, the elevator, I just was informed, does not work. We're up one floor.
The elevator itself works. It's the button to call the elevator car to where you're at that's on the fritz.
Okay, well, then the elevator.
If you hold the button and push it in the right way and hold for a while, apparently you could still get it.
For the love yesterday. Of God, can we get out of this building?
No.
I don't live that far from here. I might start going to the... No, I want to be here when I'm here, but no water. I haven't... Outside of when Q's here, I make the really dramatic physical step to walk down, what is it, about 17 steps? And walk up 17 steps.
I think it's more like 30.
Is it 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. Susie's back, has some water. Wait, oh, two waters. Thank you so much,
Susie.
You're a lifesaver. Susie also informed us, hey, he's got water, too. Thank you.
You say this building doesn't have water.
Yeah, look, and everybody's bringing water. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Susie.
Well, that's smart water, too.
Hey, Susie, next time, make it cold, okay? yours is warm. You want to share a little bit of my...
No, I like room temp water.
Get us out of the building, for the love of God. Come on.
Purify.
Cross the streets, basically empty. Can we just go there? Can we just... I got that remote thing. Can we just... For our show, can we just go across the street?
It would be okay.
And just plug in somewhere, and we're right in the sky. We will just do it on our own.
That giant skyscraper across the street that sold for like $1.50
exactly.
The other day.
And by the way, it's down to 75 cents if you want to buy it again. Okay, I heard... Not all. But the part I heard I found very interesting on the Adam and Jordana show, part of the interview from Adam Irwin, lessons from Coach, restoring empathy, curiosity, and being present one flight at a time, where he's on the flight, 36 flights, and he's having an interview. He's got these list of questions. And a podcast. Very good. Buy the book, Lessons from Coach. But the one question stood out, and we're going to discuss it now. And I guess if you want to go right and wrong answers, you can. If you were president for one day, right?
One day.
And you can make one change in the country.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Because I thought about it. And I'm not sure I have a great answer yet. So, again, the question is, and I want texts and calls right now. Greatly appreciate it. If you were president for one day, that's it, and you get to make one change, that's it. What's your change? Do you have something off the top of your head?
I think I would make use of ketchup a federal crime.
That's correct. How about use of ketchup, death penalty? We bring it back.
That seems tough. But hey, some prison time would be all right. Every time I think about it, since you mentioned it, I change my mind. You can't open the snow.
No, I can't get the water open.
It's all over.
It's like a mirage.
It's all over.
It's like when you can see water, but you can't get to it.
Water.
I'll get to it.
I'd make changes about our health care system, insurance.
One.
I'd make changes about.
No, you get one change.
Well, the problem is every time I think of one, I think but I'd want to do that.
Yeah. Okay, let's pause on this because, as usual, Susie led us down a path, and I don't want to fall too far behind. And we can even keep this going part of ask, too, because I think it's a very good question. And credit to Adam Irwin. If you were president for one day, so, again, for the Trump's no longer president, so it can't be Trump is no longer president.
Yeah, he's out.
Okay, and you can't say the next day, let's just eliminate this one. You can't say, in going forward, Donald Trump is not president. Okay?
I think we can move past that.
Let's move past it. He's got the cabinet meeting right now that'll go on about 17 hours and a lot of dear leader, you're the most amazing. Will there be a morsel of constructive, are we doing enough in this area?
Well, we already learned that China doesn't have gas.
China doesn't have gas. And that affordability is a fake thing.
Con job.
It's a con job. That's it's pretty notable to a lot of us. Okay. You're president for one day. And you can make one change. J.J. McCarthy is not the Vikings quarterback. Is that a wrong answer? The Vikings bring back Sam Darnold. Right and wrong answers. But I really would appreciate some right, thoughtful answers. What would you have right now? 651-461-9226. You know where I have water? You know where water is, and it's not that far away, because I don't live that far from downtown Minneapolis. My place. And why do I have water? First, because I work with AquariusHomeServices.com. They've been around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. How about the water softener? Shower for most of us today. I just had a comment. In fact, I'm going to save this one for Adam. Friend talking about his girlfriend. She doesn't like to shower.
Excuse me?
How does he handle that conversation? How would Adam handle that if Jen didn't shower frequently enough? She does. I'm not talking about Adam and Jen. Mm. I want to be clear about it. But that's a gots to go situation. Is that correct, Dave Ergen?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. You're the smartest, most empathetic, beautiful, kind, and all my kids love you. If you stink, you're out. Okay? It's sound policy. Sound policy. If you were president for one day, what's the one thing you would change? You have to shower on a somewhat regular basis.
Then you get the high-flow shower heads, not the low-flow.
Exactly, because water has been held back, according to the 45th and 47th president. It's not held back with Aquarius. Water softener for washing the dishes, taking a shower, the laundry. How about the furnace? Oh, yeah, they work with the utility room. And in particular, their calling card. But they're more than that, but their calling card is the Kinetico drinking water system, okay, which is great. And right now you can save up to 25%. Don't hesitate. I've been a customer for 32 years. Not exaggerating. AquariusHomeServices.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Songs where we were supposed to know something.
No, that's not true. Not correct. Okay. How old do you think Britney is today?
I still think this is a great, great, great pop song. Top, 50 for sure pop song of all time.
Sure. Hit me, baby.
Right. I'm into violence. 44.
44, exactly right.
Really?
She is 44. It's a big day for former Disney stars.
Okay, who else we got?
Miley Cyrus, engaged.
Oh, Miley's engaged.
Miley's engaged, according to Us Weekly.
I am a kind of a Daily Mail gossip person. Why don't I know that?
There's been reports that, she's wearing a ring. What's going on?
Is that just her plan, though?
Us Weekly said it's done.
Done deal.
Yeah, they said she's engaged, so we're playing former Disney stars turned pop stars today.
Seems like right now Miley's life is in a better state than Britney. I mean, some of the Britney stuff is frightening.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, you're president for one day. You can make one change. What is it? Lots of texts. Let's go to Dan, who's called in. Dan, appreciate it. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. Up here in St. Cloud doing a little bit of Christmas shopping when I jumped in and heard your question on the radio, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. I'm a 64-year-old lifelong Minnesotan sports enthusiast, and I've watched with dismay as to how the sports teams start to run our country. One of the things that I would do is I would require all future stadiums to be built by the owners and or the players. No subsidizing by the federal government, the state government, the county government, whatever. When you're making millions and billions of dollars, there's no reason to be putting out your hand to the taxpayers to build your stadiums. And as a bonus question, the other thing I would do is I would take and reduce all schedules by 20%. I would reduce the number of games played for hockey, baseball, basketball, for sure, by 20%. Those seasons are way too long, and I think it's not only hurting the fans, but it's hurting the players themselves.
Dan, excellent. Excellent suggestion. Who are you picking up for today?
I picked up for my daughter. She just graduated from PA school in St. Scholastica, and I'm picking her up, an old-time record player, vinyl record player.
That's great. They're very popular, and the great Dan. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Chad.
Okay, let's take the last one. That's a no-brainer. 100%. Is there one season where you say, we need more? You can enjoy them, but they all go too long.
MLS.
Yeah, seriously, just year-round. When do we start the new season? Does it start, like, tomorrow?
I think so. It's coming up.
I mean, although we're not done with this season. Will we start one season while the other season's still going? I think we're borderline heading there almost 90% of America where no government money. Somebody just got approval. Was it Kansas City? Who just got approval for something? Some stadium. I thought it was interesting we had Fry on. Didn't you think Fry was a little more open-minded on the Wolves Lynx arena where it wasn't just the adamant, nope, not playing any role. It was a lot of, well, we're looking at different sites and I try to push on them. I don't know. Are we going to get any tax increment financing for this or something? The players is an interesting note, too, because the owners do contribute, in some cases, a significant amount, in some cases, not significant enough, for sure. But why don't we dip into the players' benefit from this? Because they're all sharing the revenue. And when you have a new arena with all the bells and whistles, more revenue is created. That goes in the pot that we divvy up with the players. That's an interesting part of it. Did you see who just...
Washington Commanders looked like they just got some approval from the city council.
I thought it was something else. Like in California, it's a law. You know, in this, of the recent ones, the amount of money the Twins have put into Target Field compared to the Wilfs, not close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the poll ad says mismanages the ball club has been the last couple of years by ownership. The money they put in for Target Field and the upkeep has been tremendous.
It's a pristine facility. There's something new every year.
The Wolves got a steal with the amount of money they put in at U.S. Bank, right? Okay, there's a lot of text here. I want them to keep coming. You can make one change, and you're president of the United States for one day. What do you have? Right away, a lot of people suggesting term limits. There was a point in my life, Dave, where I thought term limits were a mistake because you could get a great politician, either side of the aisle, independent, and do we really want to stop that person, he or she, from continuing? I gave up that ghost years ago. I'm for sure term limits. Two-term governor, plenty. In Congress as a whole, I think my number is 16 years. So you're two-termed in the Senate, and you would get eight terms on the House side, and if you made the transition like a lot of people do, Dave, from the House to the Senate,
mm-hmm.
you better make that decision after two terms in the House if you want to get two terms in the Senate. Is that too much, would you say? Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's keep some of this going with Adam because it came out of Adam and Jordana's show. And again, Adam Irwin, lessons from Coach. So we're a little bit of this with Adam and also plenty of ass. So if you want to combine both, I'd love that. You get to combine any questions you want to ask Adam, because we love this segment, and we so appreciate that Adam sticks around for it. And also, if you're president for one day and could make only one change in this country, what is it? 651-461-9226. Patrick, first up.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're telling me it's warrant. How much money would Jeff be paid to go see a Warrant concert right now? Ask Adam anything.
Nah, I never was into the hair bands.
Harrigan? Hair band guy? Not for me.
No.
Can we combo this? Because I'm stealing it from your show. If you're president for one day, what's one thing you would change? Can we kind of do a combo of this? Have you thought about what you have? Okay, what do you got?
I would eliminate... I would make political donations on an individual basis only, and I would have public funding for elections. So to eliminate any sort of outside money from our election system, I think that would go a long way to solve this country's problems.
Okay, so you still, because of free speech, Constitution, Supreme Court, would still allow individual donations?
Yes.
If you could create it, would you ban all of them? Because I think that's a good one. That we just set aside a relatively small amount of money.
Yep.
These races start like 4 months before the election. Okay.
Yep.
And
here's a pot of money, publicly funded election.
Yep.
That's it.
If that happens, are obviously the idea we're saying is we're trying to get rid of the extreme. Do you think that helps?
Yes.
Dave, what do you think? I think that, you know, has merit.
You have to appeal to a wide base of voters then.
Although, are we still going to get those who are most crazy, who are most going to be involved? Because I wanted to come up with something. How can we create empathy and understanding and just acceptance and respect? What can we do? And obviously, part of what we're saying, even with term limits and this, is we're trying to get individuals who reflect more of the mainstream of the country. You know, free health care for all, somebody says. Health insurance and no semi-automatic weapons. I'd throw Trump in jail. I would regulate social media like we regulate utilities. And I would make it illegal for anyone to post anonymously on social media. During government shutdowns, legislatures do not get paid. At the PGA tournaments, caddies do not have to carry the bag. They get a push cart. God, a lot of people just loving the term limits idea. Revoke pardons for the January 6th insurrectionists. I'd force Chad to be Journey's fan club president. I would demand the Christian religion as the only one in the United States of America, and I would abolish all other pagan religions. What do you think about that one, sir?
Very welcoming and Christian-like.
Jeez. How about we greet all of you with open arms and we bring you in? This person is just saying, I want a theocracy. And it's my religion
yep.
as the theocracy. If I was president for one day, I would end all sanctions against Cuba and allow them to rejoin the world. Abolish Minnesota sports. I would ban anything gold-plated from the White House. Impose a minimum income tax of 5% on all individuals making over $500,000 a year. So the idea that they set up all sorts of things and they've got, you know, fingers as their accountant and they get by with that. If we're going to do that, we're going to make it higher than 5%,
yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Right? bipartisan panel to approve all presidential pardons. I would put Trump, Hegseth, and Emmer on a drug boat on its way to Venezuela. How about how we threw that admiral?
Just right under the bus.
Just right under the...
He's a hero, but it was his decision.
Can we say bus if he's an admiral?
Right under the ship? Threw him under the boat. Threw him under the tug.
God, did they even call the guy and tell him? Hardly not. Let's see. Flat tax, 15%. Only deduction is charitable donations. We normally do, about every election, get the flat tax person, don't we?
Yeah.
And it seemingly never goes more than the theoretical conversation. Let's see. I would make CCO play more of traffic and weather. For the love of God, please no. Adam, heard yesterday that Jen's daughter left in September to work in New York City. Does that mean she and your daughter start the U left at the same time? How has that been for you and Jen? Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
To have two people that essential to your lives leave at the same time, that is an enormous change.
Mm-hmm. It's a big change.
How has it been?
Quieter. House has been quieter. Dirtier, sure, with Lauren and her cleaning that she does.
Lauren likes to clean.
Likes to keep it tidy.
Except
her
room.
Own area, yeah.
Right? So how do you handle that?
Not well.
Do you just not go down to her room, just say, hey, Lauren? I was talking about the fact that she cleans so well, most of the house, but not.
Oh, I don't care about
it. You don't care?
No.
You don't care about her room?
I don't see it, so.
You don't see your room?
Her room? No, she's in the basement.
When is the last time you saw Lauren's room?
I don't know. Walked by it, maybe. But she's down in the basement, so you never go down there.
Dave, thoughts on that answer from Adam?
I'm supposed to go in there all the time?
He's afraid of the basement, okay? Leave him alone.
I don't go into the kids' rooms all that often. Just to get the garbage.
Yeah, it's not like I, you know, when the boys were in high school, I wasn't
snooping around looking for the drugs.
I wasn't snooping.
Looking for the satanic paraphernalia.
Did I ever go in the room if something was going on? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Do you feel different about that, as close as you are and as much as you love Lauren, that she's your stepdaughter, compared to Morgan and Siggy? Or is it the same exact policy?
Same policy.
Same policy. Yeah. Dave, do you think you'll be the same in 7-8 years?
They move downstairs. I probably won't see their room nearly as much as I do that's right next to mine right now.
I would get rid of the gift transfer tax for your kids up to $500,000 so boomers can gift money to their kids for a house tax free. It wasn't Warrant. It was Winger. Number of people suggesting.
Is it Winger?
Winger.
I could be wrong. I might be. You're right. They're right. I'm wrong. It was Winger. My apologies.
What sort of contrition would you, we've all lamented that Tim Walz won't own up to his responsibility on, you know, the fraud. How are you going to own up for this devastating sort of mistake?
Oh, geez. I guess I'll buy Winger's box set. They actually have a box set.
Oh, my God. Okay.
How big is the box?
Chapter one, The Atlantic Years.
Ooh, sure. I love The Atlantic Years.
Name a second Winger song for me. Oh, let's see. Adam, you need to cap those personal donations or the Bezos of the world would keep squashing the rest of us. When you're talking about going back to what you
Oh,
changed.
Right, yes. Small donations.
What is it? What's the max?
I don't know. $100?
$100? If it's just $100, shouldn't we just get rid of all of it then?
Maybe so. I mean, I'm open to ideas. I just want to get big money and PAC money and special interest out of the political system.
Free Dave's Hot Chicken. Where does Adam Carter stand? It's not as hot as it was a couple years ago, but where do you stand on the hot chicken craze?
It's okay if it can be too much.
Too much.
Is like it? I had some that there was just so much, and it was like the dry rub seasoning.
Yeah.
And it was just so much and so salty. It was just almost inedible.
You're having chicken wings. Do you have a particular chicken wing place that you most prefer? Because you know my hot take. I think chicken wings are fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're as magical as most people believe.
No, there's a few places that I enjoy. No, nothing really like I have to go and get these wings.
Okay, I prefer a properly spiced dry rub. I'm a dry rub guy. Save your sick jokes. You can have your chicken wing prepared any way you want. What do you got?
I just like classic buffalo.
You want the buffalo?
Yeah.
You want the buffalo. I got it. All potato chips will be government regulated with the rating system specifically tailored to how strong they crunch. That's the presidential change. Yes. If I were president, I would make it so if you commit a crime and you get caught, you pay a very stiff price. No sweetheart deals. I think that is an interesting one. And clearly, it varies from county to county, state to state. Mary Moriarty, who campaigned on a lot of this personally, I don't think she can't campaign on as much. But it is a bit of a fake thing. And not just Moriarty ever. When somebody gets 10 years, and if they just act somewhat compliant, it's not close to 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? And you want to reward some sort of good, productive behavior, because rehabilitation and working someone back into society is a part of it. But does it seem like folks, not just the perception, but the reality that people are getting out too soon?
Not only that, but also how about the people who just have significant amounts of money who can escape prosecution and escape justice altogether?
Well, that's one that if I was president, to try to find a way where our justice system was more equal.
Equitable, yeah.
Right. It's not close.
Right.
And race absolutely plays a part, but it pales in comparison to what you just said.
Economics.
It's money.
Yep.
It's money. The three of us go in there, and you've got, and God, I wish he was around. I thought of him the other day, Friedberg. You got Friedberg, and you got Doe. And then the two of us have the defense attorney who has 74 cases that day.
Yeah.
And we've committed the same thing.
Right.
You're going to be moonwalking out of there.
Yes.
And we will become friends with the prison guards rather quickly.
Speaking of moonwalking.
Yes.
You and I probably have the same algorithm on TikTok.
Yeah, very, very,
have
very
you
similar.
Seen I don't know why it's going around now, but the Ewoks on the Today Show.
Yes.
With the one moonwalking and then humping Al Roker's leg.
Yes, humping.
Might have been the most magical moment of television I've ever seen.
Might be the greatest moment in our country's history where Al Roker is getting mounted by an Ewok.
The moonwalk, though, and then it starts doing the break dance.
And how everybody else
tremendous.
Is reacting.
Yes.
It's so good. That's why we are who we are. It's 48 past 12. We got a lot of time to go still with Ask Adam, anything. We got the paid leave conversation with Representative Dave Baker next hour here on CCO. What do we all need? If we're going to drive a car in this state, we need this thing called car insurance. It's not legal without it. Then you own a cabin, condo, home, boat, jet ski, snowmobile, something else. You need insurance for that also. Hopefully, you don't use it. Hopefully, you're paying it and thinking, geez, I pay this, but I'm glad I never have to call my agent. I hope your agent is Amber Scholl. She's mine. This office for me, as I've said many times and will continue to say, just to back up my conviction that this is so well done, this office for me for 35 years, it's with American Family. I want one of the heavyweights, okay? So I have American Family, but I don't just want a 1-800 number. I want somebody who's reliable, who I can reach out to, and have a team. And if I just want to check prices or I want to see how can I lower the prices, that's all available for me and also for you. This is all you have to do. Check and see if you have the best insurance you can have. TeamShoal.com. That's spelled S-C-H-O-L-L.com. All right, go ahead. Explain what just happened.
Well, it's a total first world problem, but leaving tomorrow.
Kinda. Well, yeah. It's not really.
And people, leaving tomorrow.
People go on flights.
Listener trip.
Yeah.
And just got a text from Delta.
Yeah.
That says, because of an aircraft change, our seats have been changed. And seats, by the way, that we paid for an upgrade. Link to get to request a refund or the difference in price between these seats, visit the refund form. But we're in different rows and not even sitting by each other anymore. Like, give me a break.
No, that's there has to be a significant discount.
Yeah.
In this way, and I've talked about this, the two of us, we talked about it, and then I talked about Rochelle. Delta Comfort
yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
Delta Main Comfort. Just stop with all these stupid
right.
names.
Yes.
You know what you should do? Not go on the trip, just yeah. as a statement.
As principle.
As principle. What do we have?
We're taking a ship over there. We're crossing.
Don't
the
cut through Venezuela.
No.
Okay. Let's. Yeah. Right now, Pete Hegseth, yeah. our guy, is trying to defend the narco boat strikes. I'm sure that's some eloquence from Pete. Hey, big guy, Dexter says, our Vikings are a disaster and desperately need help. Can you suit up this Sunday?
Gosh, no. I couldn't think of anything worse than trying to play football at my age.
You have to play football, and you have to participate in five snaps and kicker and punter and holder.
No holder? Come on.
Are out. I saw that little small opening. That you, what position are you playing? Five snaps. And J.J. and Brosmer are the quarterbacks. Because you want to say wide receiver just stand out there, but he might throw one where that just brings a defensive end to take your head
That's what
off.
I was just going to say, being a wide receiver and just running a post route. And
just the fly?
The fly route. That, yeah. You know.
I might pick the safety and just keep backpedaling.
Yeah, true.
And backpedaling. Yeah. And backpedaling.
Blow Achilles while you're doing
yeah,
it. But.
Exactly. Just go down. So I have a friend of mine, and he's had a relationship 9 months or so, let's mm-hmm. say. His girlfriend doesn't like to shower enough for his liking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Does not shower enough for his liking. Okay. Cares for, likes so much about her. God, I'm just looking at Hegseth in the background. It's just getting annoyed yeah. by his just
what? He's got
rat-a-tat-tat.
He's got the American the pocket square. I mean, like, how can you be more American than have the American flag pocket square? Just to rub it and saying, I'm more American than you.
As qualified as I am to be a NASA astronaut. What? How should the conversation go? With my friend to his girlfriend. I'll be the girlfriend. You be my friend.
God, what are you rolling in a barn? Get in the shower.
That's it?
Yes.
Dave?
Hey, Big Ben, the flies are following you around. Hit the shower.
She's been resistant so far.
Oh, so he has like brought it up? Mm-hmm. And what's her excuse? Just, I don't need to shower that much?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here
we go. Because I want to save on water? Or?
The listeners paid for Adam's trip anyway. Why you complain?
See, and you wanted me to bring it up. Thank you.
Honestly.
Actually, no, I paid out of pocket to upgrade my seats.
Yes. The part that we are discussing, he paid for.
Yeah.
He is a host on a radio station mm-hmm. where Colette has decided Adam is an asset to get more people, to get people to go. So no, the listeners are not directly paying for Adam's trip.
No.
So,
and guess what? If I would not go, they would still go. So yeah. It's not like.
Adam, if you could speak any language to be fluent, what would it be? Let's keep the text going. Oh. 651.
Chinese.
461-9226. Chinese. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have any gas. That's what the president told us today. We have gas. China does not have gas.
They have no gas.
Seems like we would have heard about this
that's
before,
crazy.
Right?
What do they run their cars on?
I don't know, but that's, you know what it is? That's ingenuity.
Yes.
To not have gas.
Right. The Chinese, we are way behind the Chinese.
And to have the success. Yeah. Have, why Chinese?
I just think it's, like, seems very hard to learn. And I think, like, in this day and age, it would be nice to know Chinese when they take over.
Adam, which was built first, the pyramids in Egypt or WCCO Radio's building?
Know.
That is Josh.
It's close.
We don't have water right. in the building. We don't. I mean, at what point is enough enough?
Enough is enough.
I mean, my God.
Enough.
What is Adam's favorite Christmas song?
Oh.
And favorite Christmas movie, either a TV movie or the big screen? I'll take this one. It's clearly Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He loves it.
Rudolph, DEI hire.
Yeah. You are pro bullies if you're against.
Sometimes you got to be a bully.
Okay, there we go.
I'm so, Pete Hegseth when it comes to
so
kids'
Rudolph
Christmas
is,
shows.
Rudolph is the Venezuelans going fishing, and
that's
you're
right. No mercy.
You're
kill them all.
You're Danner and Dancer. Yeah. Is that what you are?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or a Blixen kind of guy.
Oh my God. We're going to be doing these strikes on land, too. That's what Trump just said.
That would be a war.
I mean,
party is a war.
I mean, are we just going to decide various countries? We're just going to go with strikes. And by the way, we're going to check with Emmy? Nah. Will you bring something back for me?
From Austria? Lederhosen?
That would be great. Some pictures of you in Lederhosen. Maybe that's what we need on the site. Have a fantastic time.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow, though. I'm here tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.